Podcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, the city of innovation, education, and of course, Fenway Park, this is TI Clergy Corner, bringing you timely, insightful, and impactful sermons from Temple Israel of Boston. In this episode, we'll hear Rabbi Elaine Zucker's Shabbat Awakenings, a reflection as we make our way toward Shabbat, entitled Giants.
What makes some people view a challenge as an exciting opportunity, while others recoil in hesitancy and fear? This week's Torah portion takes us to that spot between possibility and pessimism. As the Jewish people made its way from slavery to freedom, to Mount Sinai, and then onward toward the land of Canaan, they wanted to know more about the land they would inhabit. They were close enough to take a peek. So they sent in 12 representatives, one from each tribe, in a reconnaissance mission to check out the land. They entered with great anticipation, exploring and investigating the land of great promise. Two emerged hopeful and excited, but the other 10 saw only obstacles, great impediments to their progress. Thus they spread calumnies, so it says in Numbers 13:32-33, among the Israelites about the land they had scouted, saying, "The country that we traversed and scouted is one that devours its settlers. All the people that we saw in it are those of great size, and we looked like grasshoppers to ourselves, and so we must have looked to them." With their self-esteem crushed, they became immobilized, passive participants. The other two, Caleb and Joshua, tried to sway the people toward an expectant and optimistic attitude. Caleb, in particular, implored the Israelites with a double verb concentrate of meaning. "We can surely ascend, alo na'aleh. We are truly able, yachol nuchal." This might have been the first pep talk, but it did not succeed. The people railed against Moses and Aaron, their hearts bitterly yearning to return to Egypt. They will need 40 more years before they can arrive to the promised land. There are many giants still roam this earth, though they come in many forms. Injustice, inequity, bigotry, hatred, and even anger are mammoth in their challenges to us. Yet we do not need to see ourselves as grasshoppers in comparison. As Caleb summoned, "We can surely ascend, alo na'aleh. We are truly able, yachol nuchal." As legend has it, when young David, not yet king of Israel, stood before Goliath, he didn't respond as his comrades did, who said, "He is so big, how can we win?" Rather, David said, "He's so big, how could I miss?" In the end, the perspective of possibility leads us to face our obstacles, and by doing so, we can't miss. We can surely ascend, alo na'aleh. We are truly able, yachol nuchal.
This has been a Temple Israel of Boston production. Join us next time for another episode of TI Clergy Corner.